If You Fall, written and narrated by Tracy Litvin. Dedications. This book is dedicated to my family and friends. Acknowledgements. To all the special people that were there for me, without all of you, I wouldn't be the person that I am today. Michael, I love you to the moon and back. When we said our wedding vows, neither one of us knew what lay ahead of us. To be thrown such a curveball in our first year of marriage, it has tried to test us, but every time we have come out on top. You have always been there for me. You have let me find my way in life as I now know it. You have always been there to catch me if things got a little hard. Jacob and Rachel. Well, this has been a learning experience. Although it initially happened before the two of you were born, I hope you will read this book and that this book helps you to understand certain things. No matter what life throws at you, you have got to keep moving forward. You may have your dreams, your goals, your ambitions, and things will happen. Sometimes massive things that interrupt these dreams and ambitions. You just need to say, okay, I'll try it this way now. My parents, thank you both for the love and support over the years. Without the upbringing that I had, without the values that you both instilled in me, I wonder if I would have had the grit and determination to push through to where I am today. Thank you. Mum, thanks for the long hours that you spent with me at the very start, keeping me comfortable and ensuring that I wasn't just a number to the staff at the hospital. Sandy and Lindsay, although the two of you may not know each other because you come from different areas of my life, the love and support the two of you have given me over the years is never ending. I am grateful beyond words for everything that each of you has done for me. Chapter 1, from the author. You've only got three choices in life. Give up, give in, or give it all you've got. Charleston Parker. People may think they know my story. They may have heard other people talk about my story, but no one knows my story. Until now, no one else has understood what I felt within my heart. This is my story. This is what I have been through. Throughout all my trials, I have remained positive. Lying in the hospital bed in those long nights where sleep eluded me, I did not know how I was going to end up. I could have become very bitter with the world for leaving me in a situation like that. But I did not. Instead, I have turned it around. It wasn't my time yet. There obviously were things that I still needed to do. I needed to get as good as I could, as quickly as I could, so that I could get back out there and do these things. I believe this attitude has helped me overcome the many problems that I faced because of my accident. All through the time where I could feel, but not move, my right arm and leg, I had other recovery aspects that were dominant in my thoughts, so I never focused on these negative aspects. I had my family and my friends support throughout this time. This was never ending, and I will be forever grateful for this. In the middle of my hospital journey, these words spoken lovingly by my husband Michael have often echoed in my head when things have been tough and unpleasant. You weren't good enough for heaven, you were too good for hell, so they said that you could bloody well stay here. So I did. I would like to say that the start of this memoir is very matter of fact. This is because, while physically being involved in my story, I was comatose throughout part of this, so I can only tell
Sample complete. Ready to continue?